human beings tend to resist anything that's painful. And unfortunately, what this also means is that for most of us, we're not able to be really present with our own selves, with our own experience. When we do that, we tend to suppress what's happening inside. It's easy to understand that with children. When we're overwhelmed, we find a way to disassociate ourselves from it. Sometimes children will talk about being at the top of the ceiling, looking down at their body as something was happening to it. Most of us have experienced daydreaming, some kind of denial. When we're a bit older, we might escape through endlessly watching TV or through alcohol, other drugs, food, sex or porn addiction. There's all kinds of ways that we escape. On a practical level, we need to find a way to accept ourselves, to accept that we are human beings that have had some kind of experiences that have led to the situation that we're in now. We have some kind of denial around that. We really are frustrated with our system and we want it to be different. And we can get quite aggressive around being impatient or frustrated with ourselves. The solution for this is to work with this as a practice around accepting ourselves, tolerating whatever it is that's happening, and welcoming everything as it is. We need to get to this place where we really deeply know that our whole self, the good stuff, the negative habits, everything that's going on is acceptable, that we can actually welcome ourselves as we are. And even if we want this suffering to be gone, or if we hate something that's going on in our body, could we at least be kind with ourselves? Could we acknowledge the way we feel? Could we acknowledge that things aren't going as we want them to? And could we give up that aggression that happens so often in self-improvement? Every morning for a half an hour, I guide a free online meditation. And one of the things that I see over time is that we get to know ourselves so well, and we naturally evolve into this place of accepting ourselves. And then we have practices that we do sometimes, and I've included some of these in the resources for you. How would you speak to a friend who is in the same situation that you're in? Or what if when you were 5, some things were happening to you and you blame yourself for not handling it better? But if you have a 5-year-old in your life that you care about, would you have the same kind of beliefs about them? There are survival level reasons why sometimes we can't have compassion for ourselves. And that's a really important area to work in and to begin to develop the willingness to be present with all of who we are and to welcome all of who we are without turning away from anything. That alone opens up so much space. It releases a lot of anxiety and fear. And it really increases our capacity to connect with other people because now we're able to connect with ourselves.